বৈষ্ণবা ঠাকুর পদ অবনের সুসম্পদ। Srila Narottam Das Thakur says that the lotus feet of the great Vaishnavas are the real wealth of the earth. Recently, a great soul passed away, one who did tremendous service in Srila Prabhupada's mission for most of his life. You could find faults. He had his ups and downs. Not everything he did we want to talk about. And even his manner of passing was maybe not the most ideal. But nevertheless, we have to remember Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita, Nahi Kalyanakrit Kaschid Durgatin Tata Gacchati. Kalyanakrit, one who's done well, auspicious activities. He definitely doesn't meet with a bad situation. And furthermore, Mahatma Nastu Mahang Paratha Daivin Prakriti Marashritaha Bhajantyananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadimavyayam. Mahatmas, the great souls, who are such great souls? Satatam Kirtiyanto Mang Yatantas Chadurdavrataha Nimashantas Chadurdavrataha. What's the next line? Forgetting such basic verses. Bhajantyananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadimavyayam. The great devotees, they're always engaged in kirtan, glorifying Krishna, with a vow of great determination, with one-pointed attention. They worship me. Bhajantyananya Manasa Gyatva Bhutadimavyayam, understanding Krishna to be the origin of everything and inexhaustible. So Mahatmanas tu Mang Parata. Such great souls, they're under the protection of the divine energy. Mahatmanas tu Mang Parata Daivin Prakriti Mahashritaha. They're not under the three modes of material nature. Bhajanti Nanyamanaso Gyatva Bhuta. Srila Prabhupada comments in his Nectar of Devotion that this verse refers to the great souls, they're under the shelter of Srimati Radharani, the divine nature. That shelter is very rarely attained, difficult to attain. One thing we know, that someone who is spent his life in the service of Srila Prabhupada, they're suddenly under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, and by remaining in that shelter, even if you have to take another birth, but Srila Prabhupada will see that they get they'll go on in their devotional service, and eventually they'll attain the highest destination. I'm talking about Mangalananda Prabhu, not a very well-known devotee. He just passed away just a few days ago. I didn't know. I got the news from one of my godbrothers, Manidhar Prabhu, who had been a great inspiration in Mangalananda Prabhu's life since practically the beginning of his Krishna conscious days, inspired him to go on Sankirtan, book distribution, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books throughout Germany, which he did for most of his life. Satatam Kirtayanta, he was doing this kirtan, this kind of kirtan, which Krishna, when he says Kirtayanta, it means always chanting. Srila Prabhupada translates this as Satatam Kirtayanta, always chanting my glories. So this distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books is chanting the glories of Krishna And Srila Prabhupada actually said it's the better kirtan. He's amazingly said it's a better kirtan than even the Nam Sangha, the public chanting of the holy names, because that brings knowledge of Krishna. That definitely the names of Krishna are there so many times in the books. And it's something lasting. People will take they'll hear the holy name and they may or may not pay attention, but the book goes with them. So he was doing this very much inspired by Marnidhar Prabhu, and he was initiated by Harikesh Swami, who fell from the platform of pure devotional service, at least temporarily. And along with his fall, the massive Sankirtan book distribution army that Harikesh Swami, assisted by others, but was very much instrumental in, that Harikesh Swami had raised and organized, was distributing phenomenal numbers of books in Germany for many, many years. And the very fact that the books were in German, translated and published, was largely due to Harikesh Swami. Someone would have done it, but if he hadn't been there, no doubt, there were responsible German devotees, but he was instrumental in getting it done in top speed and printed in first-class quality and produced in huge numbers, which also brings down the price, and getting them distributed. So Mangalananda was one of the many great Sankirtan heroes who distributed so many books during the time when Harikesh Swami was active in ISKCON. After Harikesh left, many also, they didn't maintain book distribution at all, or some went away from devotional service altogether, at least for the time being disheartened, and also without that push, without someone there to push you, it's hard to get out on the street every day. Even here in India, it's by no means an easy service to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Maybe relatively easy to have donations, get donations, sponsors, but to go out door to door, house to house, shop to shop, it's not easy anywhere in the world. And in those early days in Germany, it was very difficult with police harassment from the public, and general unwillingness to take books. But the devotees, by their enthusiasm, determination, and patience, utsahan nischad dharyat, not only in Germany, of course, in so many countries throughout the world, even up to the present day, they were able to get so many people to take Srila Prabhupada's books. But like I say, that huge Sankirtan army largely imploded. They were passing out the books, the time bombs, which will explode in due course of time, and their great efforts, that will not go in vain. But unfortunately, the Sankirtan army imploded, and just very, very few, Mangalananda, Brihad Bhanu, and maybe some others, they remained. That's the great thing that they were out there distributing the books, and the fact that they remained when others just couldn't keep it up. They remained distributing Srila Prabhupada's books in a time of chaos, in both in the individual lives of so many devotees and the whole movement there. They went on distributing these books. And of course, not only them, but those who maintained the temples, they kept the deity worship going on. It was a very, very hard time. But Mangalananda was one of the maybe two or three who kept on going in book distribution. And very importantly, he was instrumental in bringing newer divine, a new generation of book distributors. So the book distribution is still going on in Germany up to the present time. Not nearly to the extent that it used to do, but there are dedicated book distributors in Germany who go out daily, regularly, and distribute Prabhupada's books, and many of them are the direct recipients of Mangalananda Prabhu's training and mercy, and others are following on from those who got his direct guidance. So we offer our obeisances to such a great devotee. Like I say, he had his ups and downs, but if you take the whole life record, then certainly he's under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Anyone who is who performed such service, there's no doubt that Prabhupada's not going to forget them. And he was in Krishna consciousness to the end of his life. Shortly before he left, he visited, even though he was in health condition, very poor, but he visited Nrsimhadev's temple in southern Germany, along with his faithful devotee wife, and then with his, so I've had described to me by Manidhar Prabhu, who is described to him by his wife, by Mangalananda Prabhu's wife. He passed away with his mind at peace, and certainly Srila Prabhupada will be looking after him in his onward journey. Now, you may wonder, why am I not talking about His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami? Well, I will now, who was very famous, and he also passed away just recently. Now, the first time I remember meeting him was in 1978, I think it must have been early 1978, when we went to Ramakeli, the place of, well, our book distribution party was in Ramakeli, just north of the Ganga in West Bengal, the place of Rupan Sanatan, where they first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we met there, we were doing book distribution in that area, Malda, and he came and he was, I'm just saying that. And since at that time, and since that time, over 42 years, had many, many opportunities to offer my obeisances at his lotus feet. So many devotees are remembering his life of service to Srila Prabhupada, rightly so. He should be glorified, no doubt about it. But I spoke about Mangalananda Prabhu first. I want to make a point here that although we do rightly and properly glorify great Vaishnavas who pass away, we should do before they pass away, but naturally we tend to remember them more. Let's say prominent Vaishnavas, but all Vaishnavas are great. Some are more famous, some less so. And not everyone is going to be a famous Vaishnava. But what really matters is that we get the, in our own individual spiritual life, is that we get the mercy of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And that can be done by taking on huge responsibilities like a GBC member, a guru, and preaching widely around the world. Or that can be taken on within one's own locality by serving Srila Prabhupada's mission as a book distributor, or it may not be even so dramatic as that. If one is faithfully serving husband and children in Krishna consciousness, dedicating one's life in the service of Srila Prabhupada, doing the best one can in that situation, one will certainly get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. The mercy of Srila Prabhupada is open to everyone, and some may become very well known in their service. They may do very amazing service. But actually all service to Krishna is amazing. If I think now of both of His Honourable Bhakti Charaswami and Mangalananda Prabhu, they both did some unique and very important things in Srila Prabhupada's service. I can think of Bhakti Charaswami. He was instrumental in saving the new Mayapur property when it was in France, when it was about to be sold off. He raised the funds. He got behind it and saved that property. So that's certainly very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, Krishna Balaram, who Srila Prabhupada installed there, might be in some rented apartment somewhere now. Where would they go? But he was instrumental. So that's one tremendous and unique service that he did. No one else did it. So Mangalananda Prabhu also did some tremendous and unique service in training up a new generation of book distributors. So these are all great activities in Krishna's service. But again, even if you do some, if you spend your whole life doing things which are not so great, so to speak, but you do, like I gave the example, being a loving, devoted wife and mother in Krishna consciousness, that is also a tremendous service, and you are unique in your own little sphere, and maybe no one else outside your small family circle will appreciate that. But it doesn't matter, because Srila Prabhupada appreciates. So let us all go on with our service and in whatever capacity we have, and do the best we can to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. There are Hanumans and there are squirrels. They all get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It depends on our sincerity, that's all. So let us offer our obeisances at the lotus feet of His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami and His Grace Mangalananda Prabhu, and pray that we can follow their examples of remaining lifelong remain lifelong in the service of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and the mission of Krishna to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, to ourselves go on with our basic sadhana, become purified. Vaishnava Thakura Pad, Abhanira Shushampad. We offer obeisances to so many great Vaishnavas who have appeared in this world and purified this world by their presence. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.